friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimori Maras Yichyu and for all those who are ill with the coronavirus. Kol Chol Am Yisrael, Moshe Ben Peshedina, Baruch Hatzlach V'chol Maaseh Yadav. And we are going to be learning B'Siyata Dishmaya about Megillas Rus, continue our series of Moser for Megillas Rus. And we begin with a Gemara in Brachas. Brachas says, Daf Zayin, that Shimush HaTorah is greater than Limud HaTorah, because it says about Elisha that he poured water on the hands of Eliyahu. It doesn't say he learned from Eliyahu, he poured water on his hands. So you see that serving Torah is greater than actually learning Torah. So this is a big yisod for life, that it's important to learn from a Rebbe ideas, but most important is to learn from the Rebbe how to act, how to live. And therefore it's so important to be Meshamish Talmidei Chachamim. We see by Rus that Rus came from a royal family and she left to convert. Even though things were rough, they came back to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't in Moab anymore, and now she wants to be Lachsos Tachas Knafav, as Boaz said to her. Now you want to be Mizgayeret, you want to convert. So why did Rus now, why Dafka now is she Misoreres when things are so rough? Why Dafka now is she aroused to be to convert? And Naomi tried to convince her not to, and she said no. When Naomi was going back to Eretz Yisrael, she said, "You stay here." And she said, "No, wherever you go, I go." Ruth was very strong in her conviction. But Adarabba, most people when they have a test, they back down. It's too scary. But Rus was the opposite. And Rus had an answer for everything. She said, Tchum Shabbos is Aser. She said, Bashir Telchi Eilech. Wherever you go, I go. Yichud is Aser. Where you sleep, I sleep. I'm Makabel Yichud. Hey, she said to her, the Jewish girls don't go to theaters. They don't go to circuses of Goyim. Where you go, I go. Vaterekim Misametzes Hilalech Asita. She sees she's really strong. She insists. So why didn't she just say Afal Pichin? Like we find by Avram Avinu. Whatever the Sultan said to him, he said, Afal Pichin, I'm still with you. Rus had a specific answer for each thing. Bashir Talini Olin, Bashir Telchie, Asher Telchielech, etc. She could have just said Afal Pichin, I know. Still. So we can understand Serah HaGoner of Avram Yafin, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, from the Novardic school of Torah and Musar. Shegam ad achshav lo yisa rus ba'akar pshuta. V'yitochen shegam ha shebracha metchil lechaz mibetz melochak b'nei hakaratz shechai al mazah hem chayim chofim. Chayim pshutim shanefesh hakvo lo simale bo. Ki yev she lios shechai taiva kovid u tachlis od matrasa ba'olamo. So at the beginning, she chooses to leave her royal home. She understood that olam hazeh is a passing life, and the soul is not satisfied with this life, and it can't be that the purpose of life is fulfilling taivas and getting covered. And she also knew that the Torah's Hashem gives a man life, pleasantness, to be nana from the Or HaEmes, to be elevated. So she left everything. She wanted to have a good life, a good spiritual, meaningful life. We see from Chazal that Boaz asked, who is this girl? Lamia Nara Zos, because he saw Divrei Tznius. And Chachma, she knew the halachas of Shibole Aleket, Shtei Shibolem Lakta, Shlosha Lo Lakta, and she bent down, like they teach all the little kids in Gan, she bent down with Tznius, that nothing should be exposed. So where does she know? So it must be that Naomi taught her. So, could be that just like Olam Hazeh is only pleasant for the moment, but it passed quickly, as we all know. Person gets the Hana and then it's over. So too, in Ruchnius also, he gets Hana and then it's over. It's Orev L'Shaito. Because if a person doesn't learn to break his Midas and to be Omid Bin Yisayon, then he's not sure that he's going to keep the Torah. Because there's going to be this wind that blows, and it's going to be like chaff. The person's going to be blown away. And when is it called Yiras Hashem Tahara Medis Lad? Rakimi Tahora. It has to be pure. It has to be Bamis. It has to be true. It has to be real. And then it lasts. So originally, Rus, when things were easy, that wasn't yet the time. That wasn't yet the time to convert. Because now things are easy. When do you convert? When things are hard. And then she says to Rus, I want to convert. So she says to him, I want to convert. And she says, no, 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 it's not for you. This is going to be hard. This is going to be hard. So she was Mishamesh Naomi. And she looked at all the way she acted during the Nisayon. And she saw at kama gadol koach haTorah, how much koach of Torah gives a person. And then that drew her heart to throw away her whole past and to go to the Nachlas Hashem. Vahikabuana beislachem vatohom kol ha'ir aleim vatomarna na'azos Naomi vatomarna amante kwenali Naomi kwenali mara keimar shadai li meod anim alaya alachti v'reikam ha'shivani Hashem lamatikuli Naomi v'shem anabi v'shadai hirali. What are you calling me, Naomi, the pleasant one? Things are dafka very bitter for me. Hashem has made things bitter for me. So what's going on over here? Usually, Noik Sheba Olam, if a very famous person has a difficult time, so he tries to get people to help him. So Naomi also should have said, you know, please help me out. I've come on rough times. And instead she says, no, 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 call me the bitter one. What's going on over here? The answer is that she did something very great over here. V'lo merov merirus halev v'dagas hanefesh al ovdan osher v'akovet. It wasn't that she was so bitter because she lost her wealth, she lost her dignity. But adarabba, merov ometz halev v'gvuras hanefesh. That all the yisurim that a person has, God doesn't just want us to have tzar. It's in order that we should do tshuva. That's to rouse us to tshuva. That's why we have the Yisur. And a person who's an elevated person understands very well the purpose of everything. And when he sees Yisur in Ba'am Alav, he's Mefashvish B'maisav. And the Yisurim are like a mirror. A person wants to know where he's dirty. The Yisurim aren't supposed to tell him. He looks at the quality and quantity of the Yisurim, where they're coming, why they're coming, on what they're coming, Mida Keneged Mida. So we've Mida Keneged Mida, so that we know where we sin. So Naomi understood that this isn't Mikra, it's from Hashem. To arouse her, she left Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz La'aretz, Bishvil Tzaras Ayin, as Chazal say. And she sees that she's still suffering. So that means that she hasn't been completely purified. And therefore, she's always thinking of ideas of tshuva. And therefore, she didn't want to ask anyone for help. What, Hashem can't help her? And if she sees that Tashgach El Yonah wants her to be poor, she also wants to be poor. Because that's going to arouse her to tshuva. So it's mavhil. It's scary how much she recognized her sin. And when she was in Stei Moav, she understood the Yad Hashem Nagaba. She was affected by it. And she knew that her obligation, her avoda, is now to return to Hashem. He sees Hashem pakar es amo. She has to go back to Beis Lechem, where she originally lived, to be mefarsem, the holy name of Hashgacha, and to tell people that when you're selfish, as it says, as Chazal say, about her husband, and you don't want to give away your money, so it's not going to be good for you. And here was the fork in the road between Orpah and Rus. Orpah originally could be Miskayim by Naomi, Fchinas Halimut Shelo B'Shas Nisayon. So when it wasn't a Shas Nisayon, she was willing to stick with Naomi. But the second the Nisayon came, Naomi's going, she wants to fix the Chisaron, and she said, no, 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 this is going to be difficult, this is going to be Nisayonos. So Orpah said goodbye. She lost for all the generations. Shows that she wasn't Bemis from the beginning. But Ruth had a different idea in mind. The more Naomi pushed her away, the more she wanted to come close. V'terekim misametzes hi laleches. She was mitametzet. She invested a lot of energy. So Naomi said, all right, Ad Kan, you can stick with me. Because she saw how much Ruth wanted it. So we have a tzir chushi. That her asaga bebchinas hashimush was asaga ide hashimush b'shas nisayah. That she wanted to serve Naomi even if it's a nisayah. And all these difficulties that are going to be, and difficulties in being a Jew. There's an Isser Yichud, there's an Isser Tchumen, there's an Isser this, there's an Isser that. And then she's going back home. She left so wealthy, and she came back so poor. And things are so difficult, and she dafka wanted to go back with her. She wanted to do Shimush, even B'Shas Nisayon. That's a much greater Madriga. Fatima Skurtech Shlemem Eis Hashem Kibas Alachzos, as Boaz said to her. You're going to have a great reward because you went to the Shechina. The Iker Schar is the Geirus, and that you really sought out the truth. And maybe that's why she gave a different answer for each one. She didn't just want to give a general answer. She wanted to show, no, I have a plan. I'm going to withstand each Nisayon. She looked at each Nisayon independently. She didn't just say Afal Pichein. She internalized what the Nisayon was and she gave a specified answer. Because that's her avodah is serving Hashem through nisyonos. That's the ikar test of a person, how they do when there's a nisayon. And Ruth passed that test, and she was zocha to be the mother of Malchus. So we should also be zocha mirtz Hashem to pass our test.